Thomas, will you get some cool Christian background music ready to go? He just gave me the, I have no idea how to do that sign, so. This is a professional thing we have going on here, folks. Very professional church, so stand by. Maybe we could have the worship team ready to go. Would that be easier, Thomas? Oh, there you go. Okay. Whatever's easiest for you, you let me know. Because we have new members to introduce this morning. So I was thinking maybe a little music while we're welcoming them would be a good thing. So, you guys ready? Isn't this cool? Membership is important because you guys are going to realize that we have new members. These guys have been going to this church for years. Yes, that's true. Membership is taking things a step further. It's kind of like when you're dating and then you decide to get married. You're really kind of announcing, this is my church. I will stand with these people through thick and thin. You're really signing up to say, these are my brothers and sisters. And I think it's important. We see church membership in the early church. We see that it was important that they stood together. And we believe it's important as well. So let's bring up the Dunns, Sean and Natasha, and Kathy Doyle, and David and Margie Stevens. And you want to become a member too? Do you? You've been going to this church longer than me, Tim. Yeah, pick up your, yeah. Thank you. Come on, you guys can come right here in the middle. Listen to the groans. Oh, the middle. I won't stick a microphone in your face. Do you guys know what the middle? This is the middle. Middle. Stand in the middle so everybody can see you. There you go. There we go. We don't have any spotlights or anything like that. Nobody's going to ask you to say anything. Join me in praying for these people. Father, we thank you so much for these people. Thank you. Father, I'm overwhelmed with feelings of joy. And for anyone who wants more of you and to jump in with both feet and be counted, to stand up and say, I am with him, I'm with Jesus. And then also to point at the rest of these people, Father. We're all so hard to love. We're hard to love, which is why love is not a feeling, it's an action. And these people have stood up and said, I'm going to love my brothers and sisters, even though it's difficult. Not love them because they deserve it, but loving because that is your nature and what you would have us do. Thank you, Father, for these people. Thank you for their dedication. Thank you for them standing up. Thank you, Father, that they have chosen to step out of the foxhole, stand up and be counted. Thank you, Father. Thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. So you guys can't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Nice try, though. I know how this works. Hold on. He's pointing at a piece of equipment up there, so. Okay, to you folks, will you solemnly and joyfully covenant with God to promise, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, to walk in Christian love and in the paths of righteousness? Will you promise to exercise a mutual care to promote the growth of the whole body in Christian knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to contribute as a faithful steward, such time, talent, and treasures, in the measure that Christ prospers you, that the responsibility of the local church and the worldwide ministry of spreading the gospel be faithfully discharged? Will you also teach the Bible to your children, to seek the salvation of your family and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world to that end, to the end, that you may win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you further engage to give and receive admonition with meekness and affection, to remember each other in prayer and to aid each other in case of sickness and distress, to cultivate Christian sympathy and courtesy? I have no doubt of any of you that those things are true. To the congregation, you guys can stand up. Will you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, congregation, seek to carry out your God-given responsibilities to these who are joining our church, exercising mutual care, stimulating growth in grace, holiness, and knowledge? Yes. We will. Awesome. Then I would like all the members to stand here and be greeted by the church. Why don't you guys do a circle this way? Let's do a clockwise this way, and the worship team's going to play some music. Thank you.
Okay.
Virtual hugs from the Zoom people. Also, Judy reminded us that today is Dodie's 80th birthday. Happy birthday, sweet girl. She's one of those who have been here much longer than me. I don't mean in life, I mean in this church. Anyway, one of the pillars and pretty much founding. And John turned 80 this week, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought it up, Wayne. I'm glad you brought it up. When's your birthday again?
Tomorrow.
That's right. Apparently everybody was born in November. I mean, important people were born in January, but whatever. Who's? Kathy?
Yesterday.
See? Oh, Sean's birthday. What? You're pointing at Sean. When's your birthday, Sean?
Yeah.
When? On the 5th. See? That's why we don't make a huge deal out of birthdays, because it was always somebody's birthday just a couple of days ago or tomorrow or whatever. That's what happens. Anyway, happy birthday, all of you. Okay? I was briefly introduced to a club a long time ago. And they used to do this half of the year birthday party and this half of the year birthday party. So no one was left out. That was pretty funny. What? Because cold days in February. Well, Mike counted backwards 9 months to figure out what was going on. Gotcha. Okay. All right, back on track. Yes. All right, so I just wanted to, in case some of you are wondering about membership, Fundamentals of the Faith class is what you need. If you'd like to take that, please see Shelley. We will set you up with the Fundamentals of the Faith class that will work around your schedule. We want that. We want you to complete that before you join as members, because we don't want you to ever be surprised. Join a church in membership and then go, wait a minute, you guys believe that? Yeah, because doctrine matters. It matters a lot, as we're going to see this morning. Doctrine matters. And we want you to be very, very, no misunderstandings about what this church teaches when you join us in membership. We stand with God's word, and what we believe to be God's word says clearly, so there are no misgivings. So the Fundamentals of Faith class just takes you through a lot of those essentials of Christianity and those doctrines that we believe are extremely important to be a cohesive unit as church members and not be unevenly yoked. So we believe that that's important. So that's it. Go through Fundamentals of Faith. And then after that, if you'd like to be a member, we just kind of go through a quick application process to make sure you're actually a Christian.